MoneyWeb now on the money.
Chatting now with Craig Gradage. He's co-founder at Gradage Mahura Investments. Craig, appreciate your early morning time. SAB, the BEE shares, Zinzele Kabele, trading on the JSE now for almost 2 weeks. I want to get to some valuations. Before we do, my sense of it is a fairly nice structure, relatively clean, and there's some debt in there. There's no lock-in, and the debt's going to be paid down by dividends, which should be, you know, AB InBev, you know, SAB, beer is fairly boring, fairly predictable. It should be a good scheme over its lifetime.
Good morning, Simon. Yes, so, like you correctly said, a fairly well-structured deal, roughly 55% debt inside that deal, and that debt's vendor-funded, so SA Breweries or AB InBev providing the debt at 70% of prime, so fairly low cost of debt. And as you say, that debt will be serviced by the dividends from the AB InBev shares that Zinzele Kabele owns. But over the next coming years, whenever AB InBev pays a dividend, part of that will go to shareholders, but the bulk of it will go to settling debt. So a fairly simple deal. No fancy structuring on the debt side, and like you said, an evergreen deal like many of the others have gone.
Yeah, and that it does mean that you give up a little bit of dividends, but you get that because you get that benefit of paying down the debt. And I mean, prime, 70% of prime, I could quite be liking that. Do we know? I mean, there wasn't, as I understand, a formal IPO process here. So, I mean, in the market, there are sellers. Do we know who owned the shares to sell into the market post that listing?
Yes, so essentially this is a rollover of the previous deal, which was SAB Zinzele, which was launched in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
That was the broad-based deal, which was open to staff, the retailers, and the SAB Foundation. So, yeah, primarily your sellers are coming from the retailers and from the foundation, as far as I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I think staff may be allowed to sell a portion. I'm not too sure about the staff deal and the structure of that. So it's essentially a rollover of the previous deal. So a lot of those investors did get a payout with the closing of the other deal, but they had an option to take a lot of that value and converted into the new deal. So it was the retailers who had to vote for the new deal to go ahead.
Okay, that makes a huge amount of sense to me. A last question then. I mean, the SAB were talking around a 40 Rand listing price and the like. It's trading 180 bucks as of yesterday. It's actually been up as much as 200 late last week. Have you got a sense of what a fair value here? Because it should be, we should be able to take the AB InBev, crunch out the debt and the stake in a sense and come to a fair value. Have you got an idea what that would be?
Yeah, so, you know, I've stopped calling it SAB Zinzele. I've started calling it Beercoin because, you know, the value, as you correctly put, net asset value, so that's the value of the shares.
Mm-hmm.
Zinzele Kabele owns about 5 million InBev shares, and there's debt of 2.9 billion. So if you take the value of the shares, 5.4 billion, less the 2.9 billion divided by the 40 million Zinzele Kabele shares in issue.
Yeah.
You get to a net asset value of around 61 Rand a share, given where the AB InBev share price is. And you should apply a little discount to that because there's some gearing and it's restricted trade. Only certain members of the public allowed to buy it, qualifying members. And, you know, so if you put it anywhere between 20 and 30% discount, you should arrive at a value of between kind of 42 and 45 Rand a share. And it's trading at 180 Rand, as you put it. So I certainly don't see where the value is, why it's trading up there. Could be some articles that said, you know, the initial deal turned 100 Rand into 77,000.
Yeah.
So perhaps expectations are misplaced. It just could be, you know, significant demand from all the hype around the listing. So that created demand, very little supply. I know people equating one Zenzele share to one ANH share, which is wrong. There's 5 million ANH shares in Kabili, but there are 40 million Kabili shares. So, yeah, the value is a bit out of whack, if you ask me.
Yeah, no, I take your point. At 180, if I'm a seller, I'm happy, but if I'm a buyer, perhaps less. So, Craig Gradage, co-founder, Gradage Mahora Investments, appreciate the early morning, sir.
Business, finance, and investment news. MoneyWeb Now.
With Simon Brown.
On the Money. Also available on podcast.